A group formed to stop creationism from being taught in public school science classes spoke out in Tallahassee today. The Florida Citizens for Science criticized the Evolution Academic Freedom Act bills pending in both houses of the state legislature. The bill is being sponsored in the Senate by Eastern Hillsborough County Republican Rhonda Storms and in the House by Lake County Republican D. Allen Hayes. In a bid to reduce criticism, the bill paves the way for creationism to be taught in public schools. On Friday, Hayes altered the language of his bill, which now simply calls for teachers to have room to critically analyze the theory of evolution without fear of reprisal.
It does not open the door for religious instruction or comments or things like that. It says that they're to provide a critical analysis along with the teaching of the scientific theory of evolution.
Representative Hayes, some critics say if it's okay for science teachers to talk about controversial alternatives to Darwin, it should be okay for health teachers to talk about birth control and abortion. It should be okay for health teachers to discuss shortcomings with the abstinence-only dogma that has been deemed the only acceptable talking point when it comes to preventing pregnancy and sexually transmitted diseases. What do you say to that?
Well, Mitch, you know as well as I do, critics are going to talk about a lot of different things. Some people just want to be critical of many ideas and that sort of thing, and I choose not to respond usually to the critics. The whole idea here, I mean, we could talk for hours on whether or not abortion should be taught in the classroom, whether abstinence should be taught in the classroom, whether religion should be taught in the classroom, whether it should be taught at home. We could go on and on and on like that. But I'm simply trying to boil this whole controversial issue down. I want the teachers to be able to show the students that Darwin's theory of evolution is what it is, and lead them in an analysis of that theory. Are there holes in it? And if so, where do those holes exist? You know, people talk about proof of this and proof of that. Nowhere that I have seen or heard of anything that is credible has any transitional fossils been discovered. And to think that all the organisms started as one particular cell and it divided into two out of slime or mud or sea or whatever is full of holes. And these teachers need to be able to lead that discussion without teaching religion, without teaching Muslimism or whatever other types of things they might want to come up with, and simply point out to the students, this is a theory. Here are its strengths. Here's what we know about it. Here's the evidence that we have seen. And yet there are holes in this theory. There are things that the theory purports that have not been verified yet. That might be a challenge for some of the students to go ahead and carry their scientific exploration into the future. That's what we're looking at.
Clay County High School biology teacher Dave Campbell was on the committee selected by the State Department of Education to come up with the new science teaching standards that came out earlier this year. WMNF spoke with him this morning.
If you look at the scientific version of evolutionary theory, the faults aren't there. This is a theory that has been supported by over 150 years of experimental evidence. The conclusion that most scientists will come to when you present that argument to them is there are no scientific alternatives.
Another critic, Dave, says they don't want creationism or intelligent design per se. They just want intellectual honesty. That sounds rather benign.
It is until you go to the Discovery Institute website and you'll find the initial draft of the Academic Freedom Bill there. This is a bill that they pulled from, in large part, it's not a word-for-word quote, but a lot of the language is the same from the Discovery Institute. In fact, if you look down at the part where they talk about penalties for teachers who are teaching the alternatives that they want, they talk about being denied tenure. Teachers in Florida don't get tenure. Public school teachers in the state do not get tenure. It's a boilerplate bill that they pulled from someplace else.
Would you say that basically that this legislation is simply unnecessary, that we just don't need it?
I think it's unnecessary. The framework is there for teachers to teach the science. The standards give you that so you can teach the science. My question for the supporters would be, why are you singling out one very narrow part of this? Have you seen the standards? Have you actually looked at them?
No, I haven't.
It's a 96-page document, and all of the fuss, over the last, well, since probably December, has been over less than half of one page. Nobody seems to be concerned about the age of the Earth. Nobody seems to be concerned about some areas in physics where there are possible alternatives. They're just zeroing in on this one very small area.
Dave, you were on this committee that came up with these standards.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us about the process of that.
I was very happy with it. I taught with the old standards for 10 years, and those things were a nightmare.
How so?
They're vague. They're not entirely well-worded. There are mistakes in the science. Probably the most horrendous example was one where they give you instructions on how thermometers are supposed to be used, you know, what thermometers measure, and that's wrong in the old standards. The chemistry was not good. The biological sciences, there were a lot of things left out that shouldn't have been.
You also said, Dave, when you were hearing some of these critics, that evolution is not presented as dogma.
No.
Right.
Dogma is something that's passed down from above. It's this is the way it's going to be, period. And you can see that in politics. You can see it in theology. Within science, you teach the material that's supported by the evidence.